Syrian President Bashar al-Assad received in Damascus an Iranian delegation headed by top Iranian lawmaker Alaeddin Brojerdi. The Syrian president underlined the necessity of cooperation among regional countries to deal with the menace of terrorism and extremism. He also noted the importance of coordination among parliaments in a way that unites stances in fighting the Wahhabi ideology. Brojerdi, on his part, asserted that only the Syrians have the right to determine their future. The Iranian parliamentary delegation also met with Prime Minister Wael al-Halaqi. The two sides discussed bilateral economic ties and means to boost them further. Brojerdi, in a separate meeting with Foreign Minister Walid al-Muallim, exchanged views on Geneva II peace conference. The Iranian lawmaker concluded his visit by holding a press conference in which he reiterated Iran's support for the Syrian government and people.
A renewed Iran's supportive stance to the Syrian government and people during the meeting with the President Assad, as Syria is a country that stands in the first trench of resistance against Israel. The situation today in Israel is much better than before. Syria will emerge from the crisis stronger.
He also underlined the danger of extremism and terrorism, calling on world countries to fight them. He said dialogue is the only solution to the Syrian unrest.
We've always supported dialogue and hosted conferences in Iran for ending the unrest. Terrorists have no place in Syria. The resistance axis know how to react.
The Iranian lawmaker also met with Speaker of Syria's parliament, Mohammed al-Laham. Officials underlined both countries' willingness to set strategic cooperation between parliaments. Brojerdi said that the Syrian people stand behind the Syrian army, and nobody can break the will of the people.
The visit by a high-level Iranian delegation indicates deeper ties, not only between the governments, but also among the people of the two countries. The ever-growing Syria-Iran relations at all levels is a message to those who, through aiding and funding insurgents in Syria, want to break the strategic alliance of resistance against Israeli hegemony. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.